This report on the Kansas City Chiefs 2021 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Jake Scott, Isabella Lopez, or Jared German about the credit union advantage in getting a home mortgage loan or refi. The Chiefs will use an off day today for the players, but not for the staff, as they pivot their week to prepare for the first of three preseason games. Now, the first preseason game is this Saturday night in San Francisco against the team that was conquered by the Chiefs to win Super Bowl 54, the San Francisco 49ers. This week I'm featuring the Chiefs players entering their second year in the league that I feel are headed for a breakout season. So, on this Wednesday, I present defensive lineman Tershawn "Turk" Wharton. Wharton last year came out of obscurity from Division II Missouri S&T, a school better known for its engineering school and history as a mining institution. Well, last year, the Chiefs found a gold mine in Wharton. The undrafted Wharton was second among NFL rookies at his position with 22 quarterback pressures and tied for fifth in the league with 16 defensive stops among rookies on the defensive line. So far in this camp, Wharton is better than last year and feels like he now belongs in this league.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like that now. Just being here and seeing what happened from last year and how I played last year, and then going into the offseason with a little bit more of knowing what I need to do, I definitely feel like I belong here now. You know, still ain't at the top of my level and still ain't peaked yet, but, you know, I'm ready to work, but I definitely feel like I belong here now.
Now, at the least, Wharton appears to be a great rotational complement in the defensive line to spell starters Derek Nnadi and Jaron Reed. But defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo also is planning on some special defensive packages that actually features Wharton as a wicked pass rusher. Tomorrow, another second-year Chiefs defender has flashed in this camp, and we'll explore another potential new star for the Chiefs in defensive end Mike Dana. Reporting from Chiefs training camp in St. Joe, I'm Mitch Holter's Voice of the Chiefs.